everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
It's the annual Limflex and Limousine production sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, Saturday, May 6th at 1 o'clock. The sale will be at the ranch on State Highway 5 in Chattanooga, Oklahoma. The sale features 180 heads, selling as 120 lots. For sale information, call Ken Holloway at 580-597-3006 or go online to www.hallchr.com or www.americancattleservices.com.
We don't need another predator loan in Oklahoma. House Bill 1913 creates a new way for predator lenders to take advantage of seniors and vulnerable Oklahomans. AARP Oklahoma supports financial security and independence for all as we age. But House Bill 1913 will just create another debt trap with a new loan with an outrageous annual interest rate of 204%. Help stop the debt trap. Tell your senator to vote no on House Bill 1913. For more information, visit aarp.org/ok.
Aggressive buyer support flooded into live cattle futures today with limited gains developing in both live and feeder cattle markets. With April live cattle futures expiring today, limitless trade activity has pushed markets $4.67 per hundredweight. Meanwhile, corn prices were mixed to higher in light trade today. May corn futures about 2 cents higher. Stock markets were higher in light trade as well. The Dow Jones is 22 points higher. NASDAQ up 23 points. In live cattle, futures rallied sharply higher with limited gains, quickly exploding into the market. April live cattle futures expired at noon today, which created some limitless trade in front month futures, allowing contracts to move futures to post $4.67 per hundredweight gains. In feeder cattle, futures surged to limit higher gains in all but front month April contracts. The aggressive move higher comes from following the lackluster early market interest seen today, which gave way to aggressive cash market trade in the live cattle markets. Meanwhile, grain futures were mixed today but started to firm as the morning close neared. Prices plunged after word leaked the Trump administration was drafting plans to withdraw immediately from NAFTA. The president appeared to backtrack from that position in phone calls to the leaders of Canada and Mexico, but concerns still lingered about risks facing markets from a variety of sources here in the coming days. Corn prices, though, were a little higher, trying to recover from yesterday's move lower. May futures held to an inside day ahead of first notice day on Friday. Meanwhile, soybeans were a little softer, but tried to hold overnight lows. May futures broke below its April channel support line on Wednesday's setback, keeping the contract range-bound for the month. And wheat prices were higher, seeing slow but fairly steady buying overnight. Minneapolis remained the leader as farmers on the northern plains face another week at least of unseasonably cold weather. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.